Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Welcome to Wolf 359. Number 3. Upstate New York, 2013.
Dr. Alana Maxwell, it's so good to finally meet you. Come in, come in. How was the trip up here from the city? We thought you of all people wouldn't mind the self-driving car.
It was fine. Very nice.
Would you like something to eat? Or drink?
No, thank you.
You sure? Well, I'm gonna make myself something if you don't mind. I have been looking forward to getting a chance to speak with you one-on-one.
I know.
You ever heard of this place?
No, I haven't.
Not a lot of people have. It's one of Goddard's satellite laboratories. We use them for some of our more colorful R&D work. This particular one's designated Hyperion. There's enough fiber optic cables running through these walls to go around the Earth 3 or 4 times.
How interesting.
You don't want to be here, do you?
I really, really don't.
Doctor,
6 months. 6 months. That's how long I've been getting phone calls from your secretary, and your secretary's secretary, and your secretary's secretary's.
We just wanted you to be
packages
aware.
Packages turning up at my house. People showing up to my place of work.
Our recruitment process is very thorough.
This isn't recruitment. This is harassment.
Has anyone broken any laws?
No. You've been very careful about that. But I thought maybe if I gave you another no, this time face to face, the madness could stop.
You know, if you didn't want us bothering you, there was something very simple you could have done 6 months ago.
What?
You could have come to work for us. Walk this way, doctor, please.
I like my job.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
What? At the Nash? No, you don't!
The Nash Robotics Laboratory is the best AI research lab in the country!
Sure, and your talents are being wasted there.
You don't know the first thing about me.
Dr. Alana Maxwell, second child of the town reverend for some two-bit mining town in who the hell knows where, Montana. You grew up so rural, it took your redneck teachers 12 years to realize they had a bona fide computational prodigy on their hands, not just some girl who's good at math. Bachelor's in computer science from MIT at 19, doctorate from the Wittgenstein Machine Computation School at Cambridge by 24, Turing Grant, residency at the Charles Babbage Institution. Do stop me if I'm forgetting anything particularly impressive, all right?
So you know how to use Google. It's very cute.
You've also gotten yourself in hot water a couple of times. The scientific community wasn't very happy when you called the Board for Ethical AI Development, if I remember correctly, a bunch of scared crybabies who need to get over a couple of bad Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
I should have never posted that stupid Medium article.
And for the last 18 months, you've been working at the Nash Robotics Laboratory.
Yes.
Where they've rejected your last 4 research proposals, haven't they?
Yes.
Why do you think that is? Doctor?
We don't exactly agree about the rate at which we should be developing artificial consciousness. They think that this particular innovation needs to be handled with restraint.
And what do you think?
I think they need to grow a pair. Full-minded constructed intelligence is going to happen sooner or later. We're not going to do it any better if we putz around for the next 2 decades because we're scared.
Sounds like a nice place to work.
Haha. Someone's gotta be around to bully them into being brave. Somebody needs to push.
Like I said, your talents are being wasted.
Yeah, well, it's not like anyone else is doing any better.
Oh, you might be surprised. Door access, CR.
Right. I'm sure there's some kind of super secret laboratory developing more advanced forms of artificial intelligence right under our... noses. What? What is?
We're standing in the central processor and control console. Hard light interactive display. Just installed it last week. The rest of it is pretty self-explanatory.
But look at it.
The vocal language system isn't fully integrated yet, but otherwise, yeah. Full-minded constructed intelligence. His name is Hyperion.
This entire compound. It's all an extension of him?
Now you're getting it. Pick a system. Something complicated.
Language mapping. You're using a non-deterministic system? No, it's something else. Stochastic? Evidential propositional? Do you even have that kind of processing power?
That's all you get, just a taste. And I need an answer right now. Are you in? Or out.
Why me?
Because you're brilliant.
No. This room is 15 years farther ahead than everyone else on the planet. Whoever built it is brilliant, and they already work for you. Why me?
Because you have a way with AIs. You understand them. You can talk to them, and I think that pretty soon I'm going to need someone who's really good at talking to things that aren't humans. That's you.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe now you'll join me for a glass of whiskey.
Sure. Sure. I think I'd like that very much.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written by Zach Valenti and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The role of Kepler was played by Zach Labresco, and the role of Maxwell was played by Michelle Agresti. Original music by Alan Rohde. Visit wolf359.fm for more information on the show.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The influence of Freemasonry is undeniable. But who are these mysterious apron-wearing craftsmen, and what are they up to? For centuries, hater-ass conspiracy theorists have attempted to answer these questions.
Two Flat Earthers Kidnap a Freemason, starring Zane Schacht as Randy Dunning, Lauren Grace Thompson as Gail Kruger, and Matthew Woodcock as Walter Clay.
I just want to go on the record right now and say that I, Randy Dunning, am 100% anti-gravity.
Like, subscribe, and share your way to the truth when two flat earthers kidnap a Freemason.